You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and with COP26 climate conference happening over the last couple of weeks, we've all had our attention being drawn more than ever to the climate crisis. But one charity that was ahead of the game was Forth Valley Sensory Centre, who've recently been awarded the Climate Conscious Award at the Scottish Charity Awards 2021. And joining me now to tell us all about what they've been doing is the CEO of the Forth Valley Sensory Centre, Jackie Winnings. Congratulations and thank you so much for joining me. So first of all, for anybody who's not aware of the work that you do, would you be able to give us a little breakdown of what the Forth Valley Sensory Centre does?
Yeah, no problem. We're a unique award-winning centre for people with sensory loss, and we're based just outside Falkirk in a place called Camlan. The centre was built, or opened rather, in 2006, and we're unique in a number of ways. One, we provide services for people with dual sensory loss, so people that are blind, but also for people that are deaf or hard of hearing. And also we're a fusion of charities and statutory services within our centre. So we've got a nice holistic approach to people, and we welcome people in. We've got an on-site cafe, which is a social enterprise, and it's a real hub. It's a nice place for people to come and catch up with friends over a coffee. We're open to the public, so we like to be integrated. We're not just about providing services for people that, you know, have faced challenges. We're open for everyone, and in doing that, we encourage other people to learn about some of the challenges that are faced by people with sensory loss. We've also got a beautiful sensory garden, which is really popular. Again, it's open to the public, and we've got a kitchen garden as well. And just a whole range of different activities going on in the centre to make it that friendly, welcoming place to help people who have some form of sensory loss.
What's the best thing from the cafe?
The best thing is David Black's soup. And David Black is our blind cook, an amazing guy who's worked at the centre for the last umpteen years, and who was taught to cook by his mum, who was also blind. And he every day comes in and makes the most incredible, tasty, fresh soup, which we sell for an incredibly cheap price of about £1.50, I think. And people come from far and wide for David Black's soup. So if you're in the vicinity, please come and check it out.
It's the time of year for soup as well, definitely. So one of your many successful projects has been the Making Sense of Energy Saving project, which is the reason that we're talking today, because it's the reason that you've won the award. So can you tell us a little bit first about what the project is and what that was focusing on?
Yes, of course. Well, it was really led on from another project that we did for the last couple of years. We had a project at the centre called Making Sense of Climate Change, and Making Sense of Energy is the kind of little brother or little sister of that project, and we have another 2 years funding for it. But I think the theme that runs through both of these projects is accessibility. It's about making information on the subject of climate accessible for people with any form of sensory loss. And way back when we first identified a need for this, we became aware that a lot of the information that was out there about saving energy, about net zero, about carbon footprint, it didn't translate well into information that was really accessible for people that were blind or people that were deaf. So we approached some funders and highlighted this, and thankfully they agreed with us and said, okay, here's some funding, please go and do something about it. And so we did, and we've created lots of videos that are translated into British Sign Language and very visual, and they're also in audio versions as well for people that are blind. We created lots of tactile workshops, drop-in sessions, but the most important thing we learned through the project is that we need to take a bespoke approach to people, see people as individuals, and just get on a level and find out which is the best way to help somebody access the information on anything to do with climate change and enable them to make choices and feel part of the solution.
And it's so important, isn't it? Because like you say, there is so much information out there, and it can also be, you know, it can be contradicting. There's lots of misinformation out there. And it's about being able to equip people with the knowledge that they need to make their own decisions about what they're going to do in the future, isn't it?
Yes, exactly that. It's also, I mean, some of our job is helping to people to put perspective on the messages that are coming out as well, because without the right access to information, you can get these really scary images of a burning planet and people talking about, you know, the world, you know, heating up and not being here. And without the right context for that, that's explained in a way that's accessible, then it could be terrifying. I mean, it's not a great situation anyway, but at least we have time to work on it and do something about it. And that's the point of where we're at just now and, with COP26 and such like. But what we felt was we don't want people to be paralysed with fear through misinformation or lack of information. So we fill the gap. We bridge the gap and enable people to feel not a great situation, but understand what it is and what I can do about it.
It's so important to have those practical skills and to know what your contribution can be. It's just so important. So what was it like when you were awarded this award? Because it's so nice to have your work recognised, isn't it? And it must mean so much to yourself and your team.
Yes, and it was very, very great moment for us in the centre, for the whole team, because we are a small team. We have 12 staff here in the Sensory Centre, and I would say that whatever we do, every single person in our team makes a contribution to that. So it's not a one individual that's won an award, it's our whole operation and our centre users as well. So it's a really good uplifting, morale boosting thing to receive such an accolade. This is the first year that SCVO have launched this particular award, Climate Conscious Award. They recognise that there is a need to highlight this particular area of work. And I think the fact that we are not primarily an environmental charity, it was especially rewarding for us to win that, because, you know, we show that we can take a creative and different approach to problem solving, and we also have a great platform through receiving this award to spread the word about blind people and deaf people and the need for us all to have a better understanding of what that actually means. So on many fronts, a tremendous accolade and one that I'm extremely proud of, but I'm very, very proud of the whole team that I have here.
Well, congratulations again. What's in the lineup then for the future for the Forth Valley Sensory Centre? What's going to be happening in the new year, say?
Well, we've got another exciting project which is really shaping up very well. It's our employability project. And again, this is another area that we've identified where there is a gap in that bespoke assistance that can be provided for deaf and blind people to help them compete in the jobs market. And this is a two-pronged project that we have, because many employers are not aware of the incentives that are available to help them consider recruiting somebody who's blind or somebody who's got a hearing difficulty. And so we, on the one hand, are coaching individuals who are looking for work and helping them to build their skills, their knowledge, their confidence, their CVs. But we're also going out to employers, local employers, and we're saying to them, look, do you realise that if you were to employ somebody, that there's assistance available for training and for adaptations in the workplace? So I think we're entering a time when perhaps labour is going to be more scarce, and it shouldn't be like this, but I think employers are feeling that they're having to look a bit further afield to fill the vacancies. But if we can help pave the way for them to do that and to give a fair opportunity for people that are able to do the jobs just with a little bit of additional support, then we see that as our mission. So that's one thing that we're doing. We're also been doing a lot of work recently with one of our partner organisations, RNIB, and a few weeks ago we did a project with RNIB to raise awareness of the inaccessibility of voting for blind people. So whilst we're not a campaigning organisation, we're far too small to do that, we love to work with other organisations just to support campaigns and to enable the voice of local people with lived experience in the Forth Valley area. So I'm keen to look for other opportunities to do that.
Lots and lots going on there. You'll have to keep us updated with everything that's happening over at the Forth Valley Sensory Centre. Jackie, congratulations again on your award, and thank you so much for joining us.
Giving me the opportunity.